KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:01, it's mostly sunny and 68 degrees in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. A Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department official confirms one person was killed during a single vehicle rollover accident this morning. Chief Deputy Jim Mathai told KJAN News a female died in the crash, which was reported just after 6 a.m. The accident involving a white pickup truck happened about one-half mile north of Highway 92 on Contrail Avenue, just west of the Cass-Pottawatomie County line. Mathai said the victim's family was at the scene this morning, and although the immediate family has been notified, the name of the victim and her age are being withheld pending completion of the accident investigation. We should know more later this morning, and we'll bring you an update on that during our noon news, if that information is available. News time is 9:02.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Senators from states lining the Missouri River are asking the Army Corps of Engineers to outline plans for next year's flood preparations. The senators say in a letter sent to top Corps officials on Monday that the agency must learn from this year's devastating flood season and apply those lessons to next year's plan. The delegation is also asking what authority the Corps has to make changes to its annual operating plan for the river and whether any additional authority will be needed. The Corps has come under heavy criticism for its management of the Missouri River, which compromised levees in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri following heavy spring rains and late snowmelt. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says Iowa's cropland value has increased by nearly 24% in 2011 over the previous year. The rise in cropland value in Iowa was the highest in the nation. Nationally, cropland value has increased by a little over 9%. The average cropland value in Iowa was $5,700 an acre. Iowa State University economist Mike Duffy said the increased value isn't surprising due to low interest rates and high prices for corn and soybeans. State agricultural officials say the break in the heat and some recent rain are welcome changes for Iowa's farmers. The Iowa Department of Agriculture's weekly crop report was released on Monday, and the agency says the condition of the state's corn crop declined slightly, with 7% poor or very poor, 20% fair, 51% good, and 22% excellent. Soybean conditions were nearly unchanged from last week at 6% poor or very poor, 19% fair, 52% good, and 23% excellent. Officials also say the topsoil moisture levels were 38% short or very short. 60% was adequate, with 2% having a surplus. Subsoil moisture is 70% adequate and 3% surplus. 27% is either short or very short. The sister of a U.S. Navy SEAL from South Sioux City, Nebraska, says he was among the 30 American troops killed when a military helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan. Chan Folan in Sioux City said that her brother, John Dwangdara, was aboard the Chinook helicopter that the military says was shot down by a rocket-propelled grenade. Folan said the family was notified of his death on Saturday. Dwangdara, who graduated from South Sioux City High School in 2003, was a lead dog handler for the elite unit. At least two troops from Nebraska were killed in the helicopter crash. The Nebraska National Guard says Sergeant Patrick Hamburger of Grand Island was also among the dead, and he was a flight engineer. An Iowan, 35-year-old John Tumlinson of Rockford, was also killed in the attack. Tumlinson, who was also a Navy SEAL, was a graduate of the Rockford High School in 1995. A longtime neighbor of the Iowan who was killed in the downing of the helicopter in Afghanistan said the man had always wanted to be a Navy SEAL. Jan Stowe of Rockford told the Des Moines Register that He was like a hero to everyone here. Tomlinson's father, George, told the Register that he confirmed the death of his son on Saturday. Tomlinson wouldn't comment any further, though, and the family has also declined to comment to the Associated Press. Stowe said that John Tomlinson was going to be a SEAL, since she can't remember when. Neighbor Mark Biggs told the Mason City Globe Gazette that people who knew Tomlinson are shocked by his death. He says, "You just never thought it would happen to John. He's done so many dangerous things." In other news, the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division is in the process of moving the state's 911 system for cell phones to the next level. Spokesman John Benson says it's what they call next-generation technology.
Well, in the simplest term, next-generation 911 is simply creating an IP-based, dedicated 911 phone network to deliver wireless 911 calls across the state. It's kind of a jump, system-wise at least. The existing 911 system is really based on technology out of the 1960s, and so it's kind of limited what it can do.
Benson says the new system will allow cell phone users to take advantage of all the features on their phone.
Give the ability to use texting as a way to call 911. Also, give you the capability of transmitting maybe a picture or a video from an on-scene if you're the first one there into the first responder so they can take a look at it before they even get there. So it allows us to utilize a lot of those technologies that you find in those smart handheld devices that are out on the market today. It gives us a way of transporting the information off of those devices to our first responders.
Benson says texting might be the best option in some cases where heavy cell use by regular calls makes it tough to get through.
Texting is such a short burst type of messaging that a lot of times for people that are in emergency situations, they may not be able to use a voice line off of their cell phone, but they can indeed send a text message because it essentially goes down another pathway through the transportation process.
Benson says the texting has been tested for 911 calls in Blackhawk County, and they're in the processing of upgrading it for use statewide.
Right now, the project's anticipated to cost about $2.7 million of that. Of that, roughly half of it is coming from a USDOT grant that's supporting next-generation 911 installations. And then the other half of it essentially comes from wireless surcharge, which users are already paying into. The program, as they manage the program, they do have the capability to save money. So they've been judicious about it. They've been saving their pennies. And essentially, that's where the other half of the funding is going to come
Benson
from.
Benson says it will take about 18 months to get the system built and then running. Iowa is one of 30 states that received federal funding to work on the upgrade. Well, some Iowans are worried about how the downgrade of the U.S. credit rating by Standard & Poor's will impact their retirement nest eggs. Financial advisor Robin Edgar says everyday life won't change much, but people will have to make some adjustments with their financial investments.
I think everyone listening needs to realize everyone's going to have to take a little pain for it to get better. And that's, I think, Ben, why we got here, is that, you know, there's people going, yeah, we need to take pain, but I don't want to take it if I'm 70 years old and on Social Security. And if you're young out there, it's like, I don't want to take it. Why should I have to pay higher interest rates for a mortgage and a car? I mean, you know, it's just depending on where you are in life.
Edgar remains optimistic about the stock market's overall outlook, and she says a rally is likely before the week is out.
The problem is that portfolios are going to have to realign what they're doing, because if things in the prospectus say I can only hold AAA-rated paper, you know, that affects treasuries, so then people may have to sell a lot of treasuries, and when they sell treasuries, you know, then that weakens that market, and then who's buying them?
She says you may want to look at making some investments now that will pay off in the future. Edgar thinks that there are some huge buying opportunities available, even though it will be a while before the economic situation corrects itself.
I certainly do not believe this is going to be over at the end of this week or the end of this month or the end of this year. But you've got to pick your places, and you know, I put money in every month. If I had a lot of extra money, I would probably be picking some points maybe this week and next week to put some of that money in, because yes, it may go lower, but we have to believe that eventually the market will go higher.
Standard & Poor's dropped the U.S. credit rating from AAA to AA+, based on last week's agreement between Congress and the White House to raise the nation's $14.3 trillion debt ceiling while cutting future spending. On Wall Street this morning, the stocks are rising in trading a day after the worst drop since 2008. The Fed Reserve meets today, and traders are speculating that it may announce more help for the economy, which has stumbled this year. Stocks plummeted around the world yesterday on worries about the economy, the first ever downgrade of the U.S. credit rating, and debt problems in Europe. Right now, the Dow is currently up about 199 points, S&P's up about 25, NASDAQ is up nearly 61 points. Troops killed in the downing of a helicopter Saturday in Afghanistan are coming home today, traveling in death much the same way they did in life, shrouded in secrecy. Pentagon officials say that the remains of the 30 who were killed are scheduled to arrive today at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. 3 days after the downing of the aircraft by insurgents, the Defense Department hasn't released their names, possibly because most of them were from secretive special operations forces. And the White House says President Obama won't be traveling to a Virginia trucking business today to unveil new standards for big trucks. The trip was canceled this morning without explanation. Instead, the president will meet privately at the White House with industry officials to discuss the new standards. Under the changes for the model years 2014 through 2018, big rigs or semis will have to slash fuel consumption and the production of heat-trapping gases by up to 23%. News time is 9:11.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you asked. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you asked. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year, up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
And in our funeral announcements, 89-year-old Donna Mullen of Manning died Saturday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. A massive Christian burial service for Donna Mullen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. 83-year-old Evelyn Warren of Guthrie Center died Friday. Funeral services for Evelyn Warren will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 64-year-old Lola Mae Hendrickson of Clarinda died Saturday. Funeral services for Lola Mae Hendrickson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Eichemeyer Funeral Chapel in Clarinda. 64-year-old Axel Thomas Andresen of West Des Moines and formerly of Menlo died Sunday. A funeral service tribute for Axel Andresen will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has the arrangements. 28-year-old Stephen Lavis II of Des Moines and formerly of Guthrie Center died Thursday. Funeral services for Stephen Lavis II will be held Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 76-year-old David Sears of Atlantic and formerly of Des Moines died Friday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. David Sears has gifted his body to science for medical study. Services will take place estimated in May of 2013. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. And 79-year-old Stan Ewalt of Manning died Monday. Funeral services for Stan Ewalt are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements this morning, brought to you by United Group Insurance. There are people you know and people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.